My name is Julian Martinez. I'm 20 years old. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I'm from Waukegan, Illinois, Lake County.
And when did you start to know that you were good at writing, or when did you know that this is something that you wanted to do?
I've known I've wanted to be a writer my whole life. Like, as far back as I can remember, I've been writing. That's just been what my heart, what my head, what everything has been set on. So I'm very lucky in life to have that path.
How did you come to an idea to start something like Pueblo?
I got the idea to start something like Pueblo during winter quarter of 2020, I wasn't in any creative writing workshops. So I was writing personal work, but I didn't have anyone to really share it with or to read the work of. So I felt kind of disconnected in that. So I was thinking also about how in those creative writing classes I'd been in, I wasn't in there with a lot of Latinx students. So the two thoughts kind of morphed together. And I was thinking, I wish we had a network of Latinx writers to share. I thought, well, what if we had a creative journal? So I started talking around to different professors, different faculty members about a journal like that, specifically for poetry at the time. And I bumped heads with you. You shared an idea for the same thing, only for journalism. So it only made sense to bring the two together to create that network for the community, that stream for people to share and to be shared with.
¿Y qué es lo que esperas a empezar con Pueblo? ¿Qué esperas a lograr con Pueblo?
Mi logro con Pueblo sería dejar un modo de comunicación para los escritores Latinx, para los estudiantes que no sienten que tienen una voz, que alguien está escuchando su voz, para que ellos puedan sentir juntos con alguien, con una comunidad. Y eso es lo más importante para mí, que mantenemos una comunidad de escritores que se escucha, para que los estudiantes podrán decir, mira esto. Esta semana en Pueblo, para las piezas creativas, estamos publicando dos piezas. Una de mí sobre ICE y el proceso en que mi mamá ha tenido que estar en para obtener sus papeles. La poema se trata de un día cuando fuimos al corte en el centro de Chicago. Y también estamos publicando una pieza escrita por Daniela Camacho sobre sus experiencias estando en cuarentena durante este tiempo de pandemia.